Now, I've got a very hard question for you this morning. Very hard. I know that some of you like drawing. Well, if you were going to draw a picture of God, what would you draw? It's a bit tricky, isn't it? I'm not very good at drawing, but even if I was a fantastic artist, I think I would find it very hard to draw a picture of God. Jesus helps us think a little bit about what God is like, because when we look at Jesus and see the things that Jesus did and said, the way he related to people, then we can see something of what God is like. And the Spirit, who's inside us, helps us understand what Jesus did and said and draws us closer to God. And that's what we're thinking about today. We're thinking about God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. How many fingers am I holding up?
Three.
God the Trinity, three in one. Now, I wonder if you can remember being baptized. I doubt it. Probably not. Because most of us were baptized when we were a baby. Can any of you remember being baptized?
No.
No. But have you seen anyone else? Have you seen another baby being baptized? Or being christened? Do you know what happens? What happens is that the minister takes the baby like this, and there's a big bowl of water in front like this, and the minister will take the water and baptize the child in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit, putting water on the baby's head, in the name of God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the Trinity. And if you listen carefully in the service, at the end of the service, I will say a blessing, and I'll say a blessing in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The Trinity. Now, I have got a picture here. Now, it's not a picture of God or the Trinity. You may be a little bit disappointed because it may look quite ordinary.
A circle.
It's a circle. It's just a circle. But some Christians, the early Christians or the Celtic Christians, used to think of a circle when they thought about God the Trinity and when they prayed to God the Trinity. Can you tell me where the circle starts? Or where it ends? Do you know?
Starts.
It's very clever. How do you know that?
By school.
From school? Oh, well. You learned everything. I can't really tell. I know when you're drawing it, you start somewhere, don't you? Yeah, when you're drawing it. But when you look at it, you can't really see the beginning and you can't really see the end. And it goes on and on and on, which is like God. God, it goes on forever. And those Celtic Christians used to think of themselves as being in the circle, and that God's love, the love of the Trinity, was all the way around them, surrounding them. And so they had what they called circle prayers. And I want to do a circle prayer with you now. You have to act it in a way. So you have to spread out a little bit, and you have to put one finger out. Do you want to just make a bit of space? Because you're going to draw a circle around yourself. So you need a bit of space, or we'll be banging into each other. And you have to put a finger out like this. Okay, and then we're going to draw a circle around ourselves very slowly so we don't get dizzy. Okay, and then I'm going to say a prayer as we do it. So we're going to draw a circle. You ready? Just move around slowly, like this, drawing a circle. Can you move round? You're going to draw a circle round yourself, like this. Okay, round yourself. So on the outside, so you have to move round. You have to move like this while you go at it. Circle me, Lord. Keep hope within and fear without. Keep light within and darkness without. Keep peace within and evil without. Circle me, Lord. Amen. I hope you're not dizzy. I'm a bit dizzy. We'll say the prayer that's in the sheet together. Holy God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, surround us with your love. Amen.